It was around 4:30 in the afternoon. The door was open. Frightened people who had come for the service gathered round the body. But it was by no means a flock who thought Becket was a saint. "He wanted to be a king," said one. "Now let him be one." But then it all changed. Becket's chamberlain reattached the bleeding scalp to his head with a strip of material torn from his own shirt. And the monks began to prepare Becket's body for burial. And then they discovered what no one until that moment had known, the hair shirt with lice crawling busily in it. Thomas the Immovable had been Thomas the Self-Mortifier, Thomas the Humble.
They let him lie, washed in his own blood, and over the clotting body laid the archiepiscopal garments. By chance, there was a marble sarcophagus ready for someone else's burial here in the crypt, and a space to lower it into. So down went Becket, arrayed in the full rig, the dalmatic, the pallium, the cope, the chasuble, the orb, and the ring. He'd always thought Kit mattered, had Thomas Becket.